Hello, this is Max. How can I help you?
Hi, I was interested in self-publishing, but I have no idea how to go about it.
Can you please repeat that?
I was interested in self-publishing.
Yes, this is self-publishing. How can I help you?
How do you go about doing this? I have the manuscript written, but it's not even copyrighted. Do you
You
just
don't need
simply
to worry about
submit
it. We
it?
take care of it. Yep.
You simply submit it and then you guys look at it? Is that how it works?
Yes. Can you tell me what's the genre of your manuscript?
It's a satirical anti-self-help book.
Anti-self-help book.
Well, yeah, it's described as self-help, but it's cynical. I'm kidding. It's a book of bad advice.
It's a book of bad advice. That's the first. Okay. May I please have your first name to address you properly?
I'm Louis Friedman, LouisFriedman.
Louis, and do you plan to self-publish it under your own name? So let me just explain you how this thing works so that you have a better idea.
Okay.
So we go ahead, any manuscript that we get, we edit, we proofread it, we edit, we ensure that, you know, it's publishing ready. We take the... We send you a form, we make book covers, you know, so from proofreading, editing, typesetting, everything that goes into completing your final book, we take care of all the services, and then we also go ahead and upload it on platforms, from just one platform, that is Amazon, to all the way, you know, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, Apple Books, Google Books, really depends, sky's the limit. We have like 50-plus platforms to go ahead and publish your book on. And then we also enroll your book in physical distribution where your book gets in physical bookstores like Barnes & Noble and Chapters and Indigo in Canada. So that's what we are all about. Is this the kind of services that you're looking for?
It's a start, yeah. I mean, I have no idea. I was assuming that people don't read unsolicited manuscripts.
They don't. How we work is because we are a self-publishing company. We go ahead and ask you a bit about your book, and if we like the general idea, we go ahead and, you know, sign you up on one of our packages, which ensure all the services are given to you in a timely manner. We give you a 90-day publishing guarantee, and then we go ahead, you know, proceed the work. The project manager that you get, once you sign up, is the person that leads the editing team. They read the book and they also edit it and proofread it for you.
Okay. Yeah, because I like it, but I wrote it, so I don't know. You know.
So
I really need. I need what I just. The title is The Mephistopheles Manifesto. That's the title.
Okay.
And what I'm doing, it's several ideas where. Basically, I'm selling a catalog of bad ideas for things that don't necessarily exist that you can get. For example, a rumor does not exist.
Yeah.
But they do. They do because people spread them.
Yes.
And so the premise of the book is, and the opening line is, get yours. All the world has to offer. Here's how you do it. And it's basically how to be a complete jerk because jerks get what they want. That's where we start. That's where we start. It was inspired by a guy named Harvey Weinstein who spent his entire life doing what he did. So the book is essentially all the stupid stuff that people do, like they steal, they rob, they cheat. And then it goes back to a series of chapters. And in chapter 3, I promise that if it all goes wrong, I'll get you out of it, but I'm lying.
Oh.
If you read the whole book, the last entry says how chapter 3 magically fills in. It won't. You're going to get what you deserve. So you see, it's like a deal with the devil. That's where it basically was what it comes down to.
Luis, let me tell you something. I take around 30 calls like these per day. This is one of the very fresh ideas that I'm hearing, like, after a long while. People really need something like this in the market to disrupt things a bit. You know, with all those
people
coming in, something like this is like a fresh breath after a very long day of workout, I would say.
Well, and like I said, it was three ideas. What I really did, chapter 3, is where I actually punch a hole in my own narrative. I do it on purpose. And the whole book rises and falls on if you accept what I'm telling you. Because essentially, you're an idiot if you do what I'm doing. If you follow my advice, you're an idiot. But it sounds good. And I have covered so many topics. It probably runs about 77 pages, more or less. But that's the whole idea.
Way. That's the perfect page length.
Yeah, it's like it's a combination of bad ideas meets Machiavelli.
You really are onto something, Luis. Yeah.
I like it. I mean, I was laughing. I was like,
Letter to the Prince. That Machiavelli, right? Father of realism.
Well, yeah, I read the book, and in my opinion, because I'm a geek and a bookworm. In my opinion, Machiavelli probably oversold, because as I read him, I'm like, I wouldn't hire this guy. You're nuts. But he makes a point. So, you see what I mean? What you have here is three different ideas presented in a manner that the people that I'm aiming at will never see themselves. But it goes on all around you.
Please, may I please know, like, what's the budget that we're dealing with here when it comes to book publishing? Because your book really needs to get the proper light of the day. And self-publishing is really when it comes to, you know, distribution network, like anything. Like, I'll tell you something. Our publishing packages, they start from like $500 and go all the way up to $2,500. And basically, even in $500, you can get your book out there. But when it comes to, you know, the bigger packages, the only difference is about, you know, the number of platforms your book gets published in, the bookstores that your books will be available in, and the kind of marketing we do for the books. And
right.
This is one of those books that will definitely take off if just dealt with it correctly. So before we move ahead, I don't want, you know, this to be any false expectation here. So what kind of budget are we dealing with when it comes to your book?
Probably the minimum. It works or it doesn't. I mean, Machiavelli and a lot of the other writers weren't. It's not about the target audience. It's just about putting it out there. And
yeah.
Mine is either going to work or it won't. It doesn't need a lot of money. I just want someone to read it and tell me if I'm crazy or not.
You don't sound crazy. Trust me. These are the kind of books that we really need in today's day and age. If you look at most bestsellers these days, they're not, you know, I'm not talking about big named authors. I'm talking about new authors. Most of the books that have come up with a crazy different idea are the ones that take off the shelves really quickly.
Well, yeah, like, you know, one of my favorite writers is Confederacy of Dunces, which I think is an absolute brilliant classic that's largely ignored. And he languished for a decade before he could even get published in his lifetime. I'm not worried about glory. I just want to put it out there and see what happens.
So let's get you started. May I please know, what's your email address?
I submitted it. It's a dustylou@outlook.com.
Can you please spell that out for me and speak a little slowly?
Capital DUST dot LOU at outlook.com, I believe. I don't spell out loud very well. But
no problem, man. And can you tell me your best callback number?
It's 503-270-1239.
Perfect. Luis, let me just explain to you the process of how things are going to go ahead with us so that you understand what we're doing here, and then you can ask me any number of questions that you have so that we're both on the same page, and then we can, you know, move ahead. So the first thing that happens when you sign up is we assign you a dedicated project manager. Why do we do that? Because there are a few steps in the process. There are editors involved. There are people that will be proofreading your book. There will be beta readers giving you their honest opinion about the book. And, you know, even the editing team is like three people involved. So you talking to three, four people at once would create a really confusing situation. So for that reason, we provide you a dedicated project manager. That project manager would be a go-to person. Every time you want an update, you will be getting deliveries from them. You'll give them a call. They'll give you a call every single week. You'll have like a few calls with them, and it takes around 30 to 60 minutes a week of your time to involve yourself in this project. So that's how we start. We will send you a form, which we'll ask you a few questions that will give us an idea of what kind of book cover you're looking for. If you have any number of references, you can send it back attached with that form, and we will start creating on the book cover. That's the first thing that we do. After that, you start getting, you know, submissions of your editing part of the book. We do chapter by chapter submissions. Why do we do that? Let's say if we edited the whole book and we sent it back to you, then and it does not make any sense, both of us, you know, wasted our times here. So what we do, and we don't do deep editing here, we're just doing line editing. So we make sure the sentence structure is in order, the grammar is correct, there's no spelling mistakes, and it's just coherent, you know, it's just flowing. People don't lose their interest while reading.
Yeah.
So that's what we
do. Yeah, I had trouble, yeah. I'm not a typist, so yeah, I was very careful. And, you know, I'm worried about run-on. And there is a certain repetitive rant to it, for sure. It's deliberate. Because when I'm trying to talk you into doing something stupid, I need to be earnest. So there's, you know, I mean, there's a deliberate here.
Hey, man, you definitely.
So I mean, think about it. I'm trying to get you to do something dumb. I need to be like, come on, man. That's what I'm doing. So there's a certain. Hopefully, it carries through across the text. I hope so, but I don't know.
Oh man, I can't wait to read it. So a little after that. We will go ahead and, you know, once the book is edited, we'll go ahead and finalize the artwork. That, and then the most important part when we do publishing is, you know, typesetting and formatting. Because if your typesetting and formatting is incorrect, the print-on-demand companies do not accept your book for printing. So even Amazon will reject it if the formatting typesetting is not correct. Once that is taken care of, your book is pretty much the final product. We send you final files, so anytime in the future you want to print your more books yourself, like through a local printer, or maybe, you know, give us a call, you should have your own books. 100% ownership belongs to you. We don't take part in any of the royalties. You 100% of the royalties are deposited directly into your account, so we take your bank details, we link it to the platform, in this case Amazon Kindle. We will link your, we'll link your bank account to Amazon and Kindle. So every time a book sells, you get the money directly. And once we move forward, our hope is that you sell more books, so that you write more books, and you then go ahead, give us more business. Because the only money that we're getting out of this is the flat service fee that you pay us. Nothing else. What else?
I intend to vet this very carefully.
You intend to do what?
I'm going to vet it. I'm going to make sure that everything is on the up and up. Because I don't have an agent. I don't need one. But it should withstand scrutiny. You guys are Penguin, and that's not a slouchy imprint as far as I know.
See, even in our case.
You are Penguin, right?
We're not Penguin Random House. We're Penguin Book Writers. We used to be like partners with the main thing. Now we don't work anymore because we're the self-publishing wing, and we don't do traditional publishing per se with Penguin, but we provide agents that, you know, eventually give you a traditional publishing deal, be it with McGill, Penguin, or any other major traditional house. But that's with our premium packages. Okay. If you just want to stick with the basic, you're probably just moving to that self-publishing route. But if your book does get traction and you do want to upgrade in the future, we're always there for you.
That's fine. Yeah, let's just see if this flies at all.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it. It's not really a complicated process. It is simple. It's just that, you know, we've been doing this for a long time, almost 10 years now. So once we do that, because we're doing this every single day, it takes us like 4 to 6 weeks to get a book out there. And because, you know, if a person tries to figure this out on their own, it might as well take them upwards of 6 months. So that's the value proposition here. We do it fast, we do it professionally, and we do it at a very minimal cost.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. That's fine, because my copyright is churning through. I don't have it yet, but I will. And like I said, I just want to see if it works.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, you guys have the email address, and if we can work together, by all means, let's do so.
Absolutely. We would have to. So can you tell me, like, by any chance, is there any possibility for you to invest more in this book so that we can also get it into bookstores and do a bit of marketing and not just...
You mean writing further?
No. I'm talking about, as you told me, you just want to invest a minimum amount in this, probably $500. If you can anything between, like, $1,500 to $2,000 to market this book and get it out there, because the next 3 months that are coming in, they're October, November, December, this is sales season coming in. You know, we see most amount of money pouring into books in these next 3 seasons, and just ensuring a book is at the right place in this season would, you know, go a long way.
We'll just cross it as we go. I'm learning this as I go along, and I believe in my arrogant heart that it works just fine on its own. But I wrote it, so I don't know.
So is there anything else that you would want other than the basic plan that we're moving ahead with, or is that all you're looking
for? No, at the moment, I just want to get it out in front of some eyeballs and see what happens.
Perfect, man. Then let's just get you started. May I know which card would you be using today? A Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or an Amex?
Oh, I don't have a card yet. I didn't know that. I'll have to research it and get back to you on that. I figured we'd get here, but I wasn't sure. I wanted to talk to you first.
Okay.
So I can't make that decision right now. But in a couple of days, when the month turns out, well, I'm retired. So I have to be careful with the money. Yeah, well, that's why, right. I don't have a pile of money is what I'm saying. I'll commit the funds, but I have to go slowly and carefully. So, I mean, I'm not saying no. I'm just saying wait.
Absolutely. I just want to tell you this is last week when we're onboarding more books in office because the next 3 months we're just focusing on publishing and doing the work and getting it out there and focusing mainly on the sales part of the whole thing.
That's fine. That's fine. It took me months to write it, and I continue to tinker with it because I do. So I'm in absolutely no hurry. Like I said, it works or it doesn't. So we'll just we've gone as far as we can right now. If you guys want to send something, I'll go through it, and then when I'm ready, we'll pull the trigger. If it's a delay, I'm in no hurry.
That makes complete sense, but usually people don't need time to make a decision. They need information. So is there something that you're looking out for and you're not getting?
No, I'm just trying to navigate a process that's completely alien to me. Writing was easy. This is the tricky part.
See,
but other people have done it. So.
Yeah. See, publishing is a lonely journey and gets overwhelming because so many platforms, so many portals, so many products to upload and, you know, so many emails coming back and forth.
Exactly.
And that's why companies like us exist. We charge you a very minimal fee and do all the legwork for you. We make sure everything is error-free. We, you know, get you all the approvals and upload it for just a very small fee. So, and you know, it's a process of learning for you too, so you would learn better while having a team that's behind your back instead of trying to figure it out on your own. And when a team of individuals is there to help you out and the incentive is to deliver you, you know, a product that is good so that you sell more, write more books, and get more books back to us.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I'm 100% on board with it. I just want to do it on my own terms. And like I said, there's absolutely no hurry. Because at the moment, having written this, I'm taking a break. I'm tired.
You don't really have to do
but
it.
But I like it.
All the things. You just would have to say yay or nay every time we send you a submission.
All right.
You can not do anything. Let us do the hard work. And, you know, let us take care of everything that comes in.
All right. So in a couple of weeks, once the calendar turns, then I'll be back in touch. And I'll know more about what the heck we're talking about. That's how the implications are. And we'll go. Because I want to get it out there somehow. Because it's just sitting on my computer. It's not doing any good.
Absolutely. But do you have anything to write? I would definitely like to have a look at your book. If you can drop in. Your email was Dusty, D-U-S-T-Y, .L-O-U, Lou.
Yeah, I can send you the whole thing on a thumb drive. I mean, I'm not the most technically sophisticated guy, right? But no, you can have like as many chapters as you want to look at and decide.
Can you drop
in? Yeah, I mean, you can have the whole. If you want, yeah, I can do that. I don't care.
Can you write down my email?
Let me grab a pen. Hold on. Go ahead.
It's Max, M-A-X.
M-A-X.
Dot Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N.
Okay.
At penguinbookwriters.com.
Okay. How much did you, and that's all lowercase, right?
All of that is in lowercase, no spaces, just a dot between Max and Wilson.
MaxWilson.com at Penguin Book Writers?
Yes, at PenguinBookWriters.com. So Max.Wilson at PenguinBookWriters.com.
Okay. How many chapters did you want? Or how much verbiage did you need?
If you can send me the whole thing, that would be great. If you just want to send me a few chapters, that'd be great too. Anything that you're comfortable with, it's your product at the end of the day. Just want to have a, you know, read it, see what it's all about, and get it.
I'll give you a good solid taste.
That'd be great.
Yeah, if anything, I hate to talk about it because I don't want to oversell it. I want you to figure out for yourself.
It's your product. You should believe in it.
Yeah, well, my thing is, you have to remember, I'm kidding. So, when I refer to humanity as a vast bipedal smelly herd, which I do, I'm kidding, sort of, kind of, sort of. You'll see. I'll send you a healthy taste of it, and you can see.
Liz, what do you do for a living other than this? You told me you were
retired. I'm retired. I've been a book. I was an ignorant truck driver for years, but I've been a bookworm all my life. And having read damn near everything that matters, I figured I'd take a shot at it.
Damn. Nice.
And this book really appeals to me because it's several ideas, and I've come up with a literary device of my own that I really don't think anyone else is doing, which is chapter 3. And you'll have to see that to see what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Send me the few chapters that you're talking to me about. I'll read them, give you my honest review, and see what we can do with it.
All right, watch your email. It'll be a couple days because I'm out running around. But, yeah, you'll definitely see chapter 3 and some of the catalog entries, and you'll get the idea. Because it's several ideas all together.
Absolutely perfect. I'll drop you an email, describe you the publishing process, what you're getting for the price that we told you, and then we'll move from there.
Okay. So as soon as my copyright comes through, then you can have the whole smear.
But on your own, we have a team that can help you out in doing it.
Well, let's just see if I'm any good. Let's just worry, cross that bridge first. Is this worth doing? Because a lot of people won't get it at all. They're just too damn self-absorbed. Oh, well, not my problem.
You'll see. You'll love it. You'll hate it. With me, sure, or interview on a certain podcast, I'm pretty sure you're going to sell that out. The way you speak about it and explain it, I'm pretty sure you can talk to an audience.
Oh, God, yeah. I can do that. I love my book. But it's funny. I'm just not sure that maybe, like Machiavelli, did I overdo it? Well, I don't care.
See, you think Machiavelli overdid it, but there are millions of people that are really diehard fans. You see Robert Greene writing books after Machiavelli, dedicating his entire career to him, and then you see his, you know, apprentice Ryan Holiday writing more books regarding the same topic and giving credit to both. So,
All right. Well, you know, it's a great start, and look forward to working with you as best we can. Thanks for your time.
No problem at all. Have a great rest of the day.
Bye.
Bye.